Because no miklat, there is special aloha. I'm sorry. Because if he said Parachochmo, it would apply only to Italmi, to his God himself. So then, so the Rebbe has to go within Talmud. But suppose the Talmud doesn't know anything. He's just a beginner, a master. But he's a Mivakish. But he doesn't know how to make a lane in Gemara. No. So even in that case, he's Megalim Rabbim. You see, I mean, the responsibilities of the Rebbe is it's Mabel. What is that? He has to change his whole lifestyle. He has to move. He has a wife and children. So he has to move to the Aramikla to accommodate him.
Is there another mover?
What? Talmud shouldn't take advantage of it. I suppose. Yes, so that, what is that? I suppose so. But that's why the Rambam, but I see how, what kind of a doubt in the Rambam is that it's also, I mean, it's mafli. Usually the Rambam uses the lotion balechochmo many times, but here he put in umbakshel. Why? In every other time when he uses the expression balechochmo, it is reference to someone who is a Thomas Koch. But here, the din would apply even to someone with an amore. Suppose the Talmud, who's just beginning to learn, he doesn't even know Yivrei, but Mafshe Choshim Avila. He wants to learn and learn, him of Elayla. So the Rebbe is Mechuyet. The Rebbe is Mechuyet to go with him to the Ohr Miklat, to accommodate Talmud. That's why he says in Bakshe, the Lei Talmud Teiro, Kei Misa Hashem, Vechein Arav Shegolo Megalin Shevasimim. So it works in both directions. So in other words, if the Rabbi is Golo, so is Megalim, Yishivosim.
Now,
with the same reason, yeah. Because the Chol, we have to come. So Mimele, not in our Miklo, there couldn't even be such a Salkadaito. That if the Odin says to the Eved, see my Sidechum and the Secho, and the Eved makes $200 a week, and he needs, the Eved needs for his Mizenus only $100 a week, that he should turn over, should be Mechuyev to turn over, that he shouldn't be Mechuyev to turn over the excess. Of course he's Mechuyev, it goes without saying. The Maishiyoga belongs to the order, but as much as is necessary for his support, all right, he can apply, but over and above what is necessary, of course he has to turn over. But by law, Mikra sees there is Allah of the Chayim. So Mimele, the Odin is Mechuyev to accommodate David with all his needs. So that is also one of his needs. I could have such and such a bite. Kamash Mono. Achamash Kingdom of Sanzam Sakhi Achman. Every one of them is in wish, my gosh, Mam Yahar Adon Asim Nizam Ho. Achamash Kingdom of Timachi Dakhon Nizam. Yahamash Yodof Amaila Rabbi. Ladof. I don't have to keep them out in the community of the last year. Kisri Namalish can make a mushroom. But this whole title is only in our Miklot, not in our Miklot, in his hometown. There couldn't be such a title. Why is our Miklot? Why could I have such a title in our Miklot, not in his hometown? Why is our Miklot? So how could I become in the Vichay? Because there is a mitzvah that is incumbent upon the Odin to accommodate the Eved who is in the Ohr Miklat. Bechei Ovid Lech Yusetvei. So the question is this. Manifshach. Here we see that the mitzvah is incumbent upon a Rebbe. The mitzvah is incumbent upon the town. Here we see that the mitzvah is incumbent upon the ordinals. In the Amen. Right? Why? Because actually the mitzvah of Bechei is incumbent upon everybody. Everybody. So what does it mean, everybody? All the Jews, Klal Yisrael is Mechuyev So there's a din of dim erech name. Every Jew is mechuyev to accommodate the tzeach and the levi kol with his needs. He's not good. So who has to do it? So the din of dim, those who have a close relationship. So a rabbi, they tell me there's a close relationship. And modern and inhabit also have a close relationship. Also have a close relationship. So later there is a chiyuv. Suppose the Eved needs certain money because he's sick, needs special money. So then the call is mechuyev to provide, not only mitzvah tzedakah, even if mitzvah tzedakah, so they wouldn't be mechuyev, but mitzvah v'chein. So the mitzvah v'chein is mutar upon everybody, but there are certain priorities. Just as in Stocky Gufe, so the Allah is that a korev is has a dine in the obligation of supporting his brother. The brother can say he has a poor brother, so he'll say, all right, I'll pay half of his support and let the other person, my shofn also, no, the other shofn is not the brother of his. So there's a need of dine. So here too, the mitzvah of the chayil is not open everybody. But those who are close to the Ritzia B'Shei Gate, there is a ding dimming on them. So the Rabbi Mikalnik has a close relationship, and the Obnan that also has a close relationship. The Mikalnik says, I believe she goes to our Mikalnik. Dalach Haim Nisar, Mikalnik, the Yomalo, Baya Mechayev. So the question is, why is the Baal Mechuyev? But he's paying the mizonos by letting her apply the earnings to her support. The Rishafk. Don't say, look, now the thing we call Shri Devas Melech Pnimo Kamashma. Now, let's see the Rashi. Shigolo lo remiklot, shohoad b'sheyei kvigolo la'adofo shomai ziyodof, eight finamis and eisof. Lo mishkin ei v'yir b'yavehevet, shemo yeishyeim shalo yimtso l'istak. Shalo yimtso l'istak. וחי דינו של אח השרון ומאיר וחוי כבוד בסמלך כל בישראל בני מלוך סמנה לאב וג'ויש וומן איזה בסמלך פנימו צנוע וידעו כל רוצים סוליסבי ביה שאין לו משום ואין מכיר נעיסו להביא למלוך בביסו אלא אם כי מסבבס ביה ונמצא מלוך ליסק לא, זה מתחיש. Even though, generally speaking, is it a little pressure that the Baal can tell the Isha, you are able to get a job, I know you can get a job very quickly. So instead of giving you the cash for support, you can accept the job and apply the earnings for your support. Then he is discharging his obligation of support that way. But I would say that's only in the Torah. But when the Isha is not declared, she's not in her place, then the Baal cannot say Tzimas Yedar Yusayich, because it's inconsistent with the principle of Kulvas Nachmino. Because Kulvas Nachmino is declaratory, is expressive of his truth. A woman is a princess. She has to be treated like a princess. So Mele. So in hometown, it's not inconsistent with Yibas Malach to do work. But in a strange city, so then we could argue that it's inconsistent. It's not a city. She doesn't know people. It's embarrassing. It doesn't accord with the dignity of the woman to look for a job in a place where no one knows her. They naturally say, Havila Mulocha Bibeso. Helen King is a baby's bee and lives in Mulocha Vista. Kumashmuel, that what? That they still can say. How about comprei umas moedinhas, comprei umas moedinhas e exibi. E é nativo muito, mano. Só para um tu, dentro. Comprei umas moedinhas, dois minutos. Sei, that a woman can say, I don't want to work outside my house. I am only willing to work in my house. But to go to a factory, I cannot go to work. So that means today, so the commercial law that he bowed and told me, shall see my desire, even not in a hometown. Even if she has to work outside of a house. That's how it's mashka. But let's see if that's king about this issue. It says the country. You know, years ago there was a question of she was really. So all the Gdolim came out against it. Of course all the Gdolim came out against it because they felt that it will undermine the tzniyus of the women. There's a theory. So even though they said they'll be able to work in a religious kibbutz, it doesn't make any difference. In the long run, the tzniyus of many women were not to be, don't have such strong, some girls have strong characters, and some not, it will not affect their tzniyus. And the Pesach Tzvi Shvayim said explicitly that if it had been Achshador, if it had been Achshador, so then there would be nothing wrong in Shiras Lodi, but unfortunately it's not Achshador. It's not all Jewish men are Chofetz Chaims, and not all Jewish girls are Chofetz Chaims. So mainly it will inevitably undermine the tzlius of the Jewish girls. But Rabbi Shafir Shrein said explicitly that if it had been Achshador, because the starters, you know, everybody's around me, Mulchamis Mitzvah Hakarinti, after Chosin Mechador, they call Mechatosar, they were taught, and even Goyim was also fed all these wonders. So Rabbi Shafir Shrein said to Goyim, you are not in that Madrege, that girls should be mobilized without affecting destinies. But it's not such a double portion. The advice she can use that Chamus Mitzvah, even Chamus Mitzvah, Hakol Mitzvah, Chosin Chantara Kamach Posa, so it doesn't mean that a woman is forced to participate in combat duty. Called for Yubas Mertner, it's an advice in Lohi. זיין סיוחים הלוך הדעות למה דברים מלב שושוס אז חמוס מצווה הקלינט אז חושב מהדל כמוס פוס דרעי סבר נסי תלושן רבי אורי קוש וכי דרך הנושם לעסס מלחומו וקטונה ויקאו מחפוס ועוקסיב כל קרידה בשמלך פנים so I do say מחמוס מצווה הקלינט ויש לי מדור הקומה כי אם דחוסון יצם חתור או יקלו יצם חפושו שנקס ונחו so according to the first notion of us even the Chemis Mitzvah when Shomim walk in Tikkuno when all the Jewish women were Tikkunias she in Kimeisa so she still could not be mobilized but when the Brayse says and say to for Chosin Chatera Kamach Posa it doesn't mean Kalam Chaposa has to be mobilized. It can be mobilized. Kasi Shor cannot be mobilized. Women cannot be mobilized. It's inconsistent with the principle of Kalkvur Bashmurach Mimah. But the Chosin can be mobilized. If it's in Mohammed Shoshuz, sondern not only the Kaulei cannot be mobilized, the Chosin cannot be mobilized either. So in Mele, she was able to be, to spend time in the Chosin. But Mechemes Mitzvah, the Chosin is mobilized, but you should stay all by yourself in the Chukim. So Mele says Kaulei Chosin, but it doesn't mean that the Kaulei is mobilized. So she cannot be mobilized for anything, not even for Shiva to me. That's the first question. Then the Efsher, Mechemes Mitzvah, Hanoshim Oyo Misapkis, Maim and Mosin Libaleh, Vichim Amin Gayim Davis. That's your response? So I was saying,
and then,
what is that?
He doesn't only mean to the husband's mom. I mean, he means to...
No, I don't have a second mother. He's talking for all the soldiers. For all the soldiers. So in a way, so that means, so there are two machines and not less. And according to both machines, couple duty, that's out of the question. Even Mohammed Smith, even when it says us, it's only a social ballet, that's Mohammed Smith, that couple duty out of the question. But what I show is the only there is that whether they can be forced to participate in Shiva's room, Shiva's room is something I wasn't. Something I wasn't. So that's 2 days in the Ravas. 2 days in the Ravas. Now, of course, some said at the time, you know, that the Ravas said it, but the Rambam doesn't say it. Okay. So, Nanuch, it's not Nuchach that the Rishayim, you don't mention it, Achelik Ravas. I mean, you can't make such a cloud. If one Rishon says something, another Rishon, don't say it, Achel. In the Vassaf, in the Vassaf, then you can be Mechadish Machlokes and everything. Every Rishon is to say everything. So, but Nanuch, that the Rishayim are Achelik, that the Rambam and the Chinuch, Achelik, the Ravas. So it's the only Chelik in the Garden of Chesmitz. But in the Garden of Mechemes Ashur, certainly, I mean, there is a principle of Mechemes Ashur, so not just on the just there. So there is a schus of what? Garden of Mitzvah, maybe the Rambam and the Chinuch hold that they can be mobilized, perhaps even for combat duty. All right, I don't know. But only from Mechemes Mitzvah, not Mechemes Mitzvah, of course, there is a source of Kolfidibas Melech Kimo that a woman cannot be mobilized to do work. She wants to volunteer, all right, that's her decision. But to be forced, that not. Now, there is a shikha of Daskin Bartis and Parvish Bati. It seems to be contrary to our Gemara, the way Rashi explains it. Here, the Gemara says that we could have said Baidach, that when the woman is more mikvot, then the husband cannot say it's in my Siddayah in Messiah, because it's inconsistent or feels not more, because she'll have to work to find a job in a strange place where people don't know her. Kamashmur, yes. So that means that a woman has no excuse to say, I am not going to work in a strange place. I am only going to work at my home, not in a strange place. The Prophet must go and do them all. Only have a minute. But Taisa says, in Shpati, that a woman has a excuse not to be told to work outside her home. Even in a Mosriya, the Odin has certain schus in her, so he cannot force her to work outside her home.
What does someone say that the Rambam, since he doesn't mention it, where does he hold?
That he holds that Mechemes Mitzvah HaKoloitzin, but Kalmach HaPosa, it means that she can be mobilized in combat duty.
Who says
Rafaz
holds in the first
lesson
that
he
can't be mobilized for?
No, he says the Feresh. He says, since the Chosin is mobilized, so the Kaulei will have to go out or under the canopy. What will she do there? All by herself under the canopy.
Oh, there's Mechupas.
Yeah.
Mechupas alone.
Yeah. But she can't be mobilized. She has a right to stay home. But but she will not be able to stay under the chuppah. Mutualishes itil yama. Lusensi kisei sabari. Lusensi kisei sabari. So Rashi says, I mean, that's the Gemara in Yiddish. Kitziya sabodim knanim sheyeitzi bishandai. Avon zun eteitzi bishandai. Elo yivede sheich, o yada yivede, o yachi tovi simon. So what's the pshat from it, Rashi? It's the Gemara in Yiddish. This is sabodim. She's not yeitzi bishandai. And the time is yeitzi bishandai, but in the Zerio is not yeitzi Bishandai. Das Kind der Atheiste says, Pirish Ramavon, Shein Odin Yochel Lekeifo, Lassis Mocho Atzricho, Lotzi Schutz, Ela Bisech Abayis. Special Allah, it's a Sakosuf. It's called Fide Basim Rasmi. This is the first Pasik according to Das Kind der Atheiste. That a woman is his Schutz not to be forced to do work outside the house. So that seems to be contrary to our Gemara. Here, the Gemara only had this hook in either. Komash Mion, that you know Miklat. No Miklat. So it's contrary to Sikashe against the Daskinati. I don't think that it is there. Because let's see the Russian of Rashi. Much more than dark or lotsum, so we sabu beer, shame on Mishon, the Machiron is all the hovel on the loch of the basin. Tell him to be sabbath beer in the loch of the stacker. So, in those days it wasn't like today. After the Industrial Revolution, so people work in the factory. No one who does work in the house. But, you know, in the ancient days, when somebody did work, where did you do the work? In the house. There was no such system in the factory where thousands and hundreds of workers worked together. So everybody, before the Industrial Revolution, everybody did all the work done at home. So melee, even when the woman is more neutral, it didn't mean that more neutral, they had a different setup for it. The moon only crawled, so women worked at home. People brought her wool to wool, this, to that, whatever. But in the only crawled, she had to work in effect. The system that was the set up was men or women, I mean, not after women. Men too, they worked at home. Before the Industrial Revolution, that's in stark effect. So everybody worked at home. Everybody. But with the episode that I talk, you see, in her hometown, if she wants to find work, she just tells her friends, listen, you want some moving to be done, some sewing to be done, bring it to my house. So she didn't have to pedal, you know, for work. She didn't have to go to strange places and knock at the doors and desk forward. But no one knows her. She's talented. She can do all kinds of things. She's artistic. She's this, she's that. So, she can do engraving. She can do drawing. But no one knows about it. In hometown, everybody knows. She doesn't have to go to knock at doors. But the army court, she has to knock at doors. But then when she does the work, where will she do it? At a home. The army court, she's not sleeping on the street either. So she has an apartment on it. It's good in the apartment as in the hometown of the country, it's a better apartment because there is a lot of the high. So she has more comforts in the apartment in the army court than in the hometown. But she'll have to spend some time knocking the doors in some city. There is no title. Even though in the finale, the work will be done at her home, not in the factory, not in the same place. This night of wars, soon she'll have to spend some time knocking the doors to to get work. So that is also inconsistent with cultural Western. Come right or not? Listen, that's only for a few days, you know, until she'll have to introduce herself to this person, that person. Few days, not so terrible. But in the end, all the work will be done at home. So it's not inconsistent with it's not inconsistent with Rebbe's Merach Nino. Masha'u can hear when the Daskim Baratensa says, Chiyum Kedush is Bitzu Ramo Leiseitzu Kitzei Savadi. So he says, Sheinodu Yochel Keifo Lasis Mlocha Asrucha Yotzis Chutza Lebisei Chabais. Chabais. In other words, suppose Rabbi tells the Amavira, listen, I have a good friend, and he wants to use you as an aid 4 days a week. You go to 4 days a week, I want you to work at my friend's house, he cannot do it. So, when do we say Kamashvalon, if the Lotus Achutza is only as a preparation for work that will always be done at home, but when the work will be done outside the home, then there is a source of Kofiyah Bas Merach Pnimo that we can't force a woman to work outside the home. I don't know whether the modern feminists will agree with that or not, but I don't care. There's a shot.
No, that's canon about this is talking that the permanent setup of you that you're working
on. That's right. Yeah. That's what the Blaskin Baratheon said. It means that today a husband couldn't say to his wife, "Simas yedayad menesayich," because today the setup is you couldn't make a living by working at home, unless it's a special case. But yeah, I don't know. You need computers. You have to go to a factory and you can work at home. So the husband couldn't say. So today is a modern setup. A husband couldn't tell the wife, "Simas yedayad menesayich." It's an important halach.
However, today it would be inconsistent with the cultural of the Bas Melech Pnima, because today's normal practice. It wouldn't be considered inconsistent with the.
You mean today that cultural of the Bas Melech Pnima shouldn't apply to the Inara Hashishon?
In that respect.
No. That's a concept. Just because it. This is not sure I have to say Mishkan HaTev. Because Kol Tzeid Bas Melech Pnimo is not declaratory of the sociological convention, but is declaratory of the ideal setup. So if it had been, let's say, we say Mishkan HaTev. But it depends upon the actual thing. But Kol Tzeid Bas Melech it does not depend, is expressive of the ideal thing, the way it should be, not the way it is. Not the way it is. Right, let me get on with it. Rav Shimon ben Amurai Yochel Avod Limele Rabbe Bishni Bat Seyos Oy Pamiseinu Yitzanu Echeyos Hachomim Yoshi Biat Rabbe My Rabbe of the Midway the Masaba Yochel Masaba Oyni Yochel Vitiz Berahayu Pamiseinu Yitzanu Echeyos Oy Pamiseinu Yitim Mas Yodam Yipamisos Yitbolay Vigman Yishnim Shnim Bat Seyos Ochma Eskinon Bamal Tzeyman Zeyof Tzeyibachal Yitzanu Yishnim Bat Seyos Lishotik אף שמדם יוסף על אותם עושים יצאנו לחיוז כי הרי חזוי שמרח מלאי ורבו נוסף למען מרח מב נחר אליי ובמה מרגור וחומה מרח So here again we see that everybody would agree if the Mitzvah had been that he couldn't make a revenge, make a living, so then the Ebbet would be entitled to force the Ebbet to make some health. The Chantish was like that. Even though the Ebbet says, see my sweet Dachon in the Sacha. You can get a job and I don't want to earn this. But if it will not be enough for him to support himself, then the Ebbet, Rav Shimon Amir says, he can force the Ebbet even to make some health. And Rabbona Achilet, not because he doesn't have the tzvus, because the Mitzias is different. He can make a living anyway, because Yisrael Rachmanim Ne Rachmanim. So we again see there is this chus and Ebbet is this chus. And John Kinsley says in the days, that basically, essentially, even Rabbi Yochanan is needed, that an Eved has his chus to tell the Rebbe, if you don't support, you're not working. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Rebbe can be mafkir this chus, if he's not. When can he mafkir this chus? It gives him the option to live on the earth. But if he pshin vatsiras, he doesn't give him the option to live on the earth adequately, so then he cannot be mafkir the schus. Now, it's important to take notice of what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that even though he's asking Yochil Arav Lina Lela Sinim v'nizomcha, but, and even if the Rebbe is a poor man, where he cannot be forced to start talking, but it's a mahur achum, a fatal achum, he's mechuyev to accommodate him with everything that the Rebbe himself has. But person cannot be gave, you cannot be kaife, and stop you can be kaife, but you cannot be kaife a person to be the kind of mitzvah of mahur achum, a fatal achum. There is no kfiyah on that mitzvah. Rambam Perek Tes, Mihilchus Avodim, Halacha Chef, the last Halacha in Mihilchus Avodim. Mutar La'avei Be'Letnayim Yuterach, Ve'af Al-Pi She'Adin Kach, Mises Chassidus V'Da'at Yichochma. So when he says Mises Chassidus Yichochma, you'll see from the Rosof Rosh Ram, he doesn't mean it's extra, extra Chassidus. He's Mechuyah V'Dabo, but it's not a legal debt. There can be a mitzvah. That's a chiyuv of Mahu Rachum Afati Rachum. Mahu Chassid Afati Chassid. But if you meet the eyes, Baha Pisha Din Kach, the Chassid of Dat Chochmo, Shiodam Rachmon, the Regif Tzedek, the Yabit Ile Al Abdel, the Yotzalei, Yachleyo, the Yashkeyo, the Kolmachon Tomish. So that is the same chiyuv that is a twice a little bit. But except by the difference, how long hair of Kitabrim of Kisovitim of it's a little debt, and then it's clear. By the time it's not a debt, it's a mitzvah Mitzrachmanes and Mitzrachsides. But the same thing, by the difference, a little debt, by the time is a real Mitzrachsides. But in Mitzrachoyev, it's not that he's a nice person, even if he tells the Eved, Hashim Yozoncho. If he tells the Eved, Hashim Yozoncho, even if he's a poor man, he's an Arzal. But person cannot be killed for a person not to be enough. Even though Magnus, as it says, in that shape. No mitzvahs, but not Amidus. Amidus, there is no key. Because being serious, it's impossible to be killed. How will it be killed for a person if you become a Amidus? You can keep a person to do a single act, but for leaders, that's the council again. So that requires training and everything. So, but it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, I mean, because people make a mistake. Yochel Avos in Zonch and Avos is now Harit, and he says to the Abbot, if he's a poor man, he cannot be false. It's unstuck. So he's a fine person if he says he's an Auser, he's not a fine person, he's an Auser. And he's the Bafonis, the Rice, Mahurach, Mahatirach. But those who cannot intervene, that's what Rami says. So that means that all this, the Ketubah Yimoch, that is a legal God by the delivery, is a mitzvah the rice and mitzvah the last of the Rocha by the night. That's what it means. That the Maisiyadov, he does, it's a taste experiment, doesn't mean that the hand becomes headless. The hand becomes headless. If the hand would become headless, so then if somebody would hold on to his hand, he would be nailed edge. But the hand doesn't become headless. It doesn't mean that the hand should become headless. He means the earnings of the hand. Because usually, I mean, work is done in the hands. Sometimes, work is done with the feet, and sometimes you don't need the mind too, I mean, not even. So that's when he says, I'm Magdish, the Abdos of the Umban News means, he's Magdish, the earnings of the head. So, but he has to support himself. So how can he support himself? If he's Magdish, the earnings of the Abed, so the earnings, let's say he gets $20 a day. So childish. How can he go to a grocery store and buy bread and all kinds of groceries? So he's made of headish. So what does he do? Labor day. In other words, he borrows money for his support and with the money that he buys, so then he supports himself. But now he has to pay. So he has to work. He borrowed money, borrowed down $20. He has to pay the $20. So he has to pay. So how does he work? He works piecemeal. In other words, he works for 5 minutes and the salary for 5 minutes is half a poop. So he gets the other poop. Then he works and then he pays. He pays the person whom he borrowed $20, he pays him everything. Then he works another 5 minutes, and then he gets another, but it's some job, I need to do it that way. So, and then he has to work peacefully. So Rashi says, Meyase Tchilo, the Kute Kamayse Kichalo, the Shuvasalai, in other words, El Reve Tchilo. the eichel, $3, $20, and he spends it on food. And then he has to pay back the $20. So he's the eichel, the eichel pochus mishalot utel parea. So, but suppose he gets a piece, so he has to get paid piecemeal. I wish to get every penny, every penny. Then we pay the ismalve, the every penny. Then the workers, and we get another every penny, again a half penny. Piecemeal, why can't he work for $20 and then pay? Because if he works, he put it, he extended it, put it. He's already hegdash. How can he give woman hegdash to the mouth? So, a little bit further, he said, there is a way, he said, Pachas Mishra, Twitter, and Torah, and Torah, coming. The Salk, I told Mishin, Mara, and Zainas, we come out of the Yochel, Hadish, I am a Yochel, Leim, I will say, even in Zamchon. So the question is, in other words, he has to, he says, in other words, he has to borrow money. Why does he have to borrow money? Let him work and keep the money of the with a salary, the earnings, for his support. Why does he have to work so hard? He has to borrow and then he has to work and pay up the money by working piecemeal and getting paid piecemeal, some keeping his job. He paid off for happiness and wrong, all he has to do. So he has to do is he couldn't even, the rabbit couldn't be even magdish, it's inibashuse. It's like somebody wouldn't be magdish the earnings of him. So, but never did Bashuse. But if he doesn't support him, and here of course the price is reference the case where he doesn't give him food. Because if he gives him food, why does he have to buy money? So the only reason is why he has to borrow money, because the organ doesn't give him food. So according to Rav, he doesn't have to work so hard. All he has to do, he just work a regular job like anybody else. And then he'll support himself. So it's a raya, the fearful habit, laying a lass in his honor. So, you tell us, no, Adolf, when does he have to, when the price says he has to resort to that tedious, job of borrowing money, then working and getting paid piecemeal. That's Rabbi. Rabbi, in a way, he is not satisfied with bare necessities. He wants to eat steaks. So for that, the organ certainly can say, no, I don't have to give you steaks. I only have to give you whatever is necessary for your support. Ados, so the Gemara Sikash of Lemelei, Hegdesh, Ad Hashti Sagalot, Lo Adose, the Hashti Namet Tisgalot, Lo Adose, Hegdesh Gufo Michlei, Keirich Adolish Bachavdi. So, Eise Breya, Kame Kame Kot Israel, so it talks to Shabbat Pot. Now let's see the Rashi. La Adose, because how it's like a machine now in the Zemel, you can have your armies. I'm a Yahweh, my last in the Zemel. La Adose in the Zemel, it's never going to be in the Zemel. My son, Gera Bear of Rachelay, please be happy to be good body. The Pogos me shall be put out, so we start with a put in this Rama. Le Chai Hegdus, a Pogos me shall be put in. Och, now I'm a Stabber. The Maya in the Zemel's come. And why does he have to resort to all this complicated procedure because of Adolf. Zimus Rivach. The Omar Rabbanan, he died in Shabbat Israel. He will have the man. Israel, he doesn't have to borrow money. He doesn't have to borrow money. So, he will have the man. 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 He Now, the question is, here we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara asks, Eishu Toroya Kame Kame Kodeshu. So how can he pay up the Malva that it's Hegdesh, he's giving him Hegdesh money, it's Mila. So the Gemara says, the Prophet Mishadu Put. So Rashi says, in other words, he works piecemeal and collects piecemeal. He works for 5 minutes, gets every penny, then he works and he pays up the half a penny, then he works another 5 minutes, and another half a penny, and he pays up the more of the other penny, and so on. Some tedious job, says, why? But he cannot work a whole putty. Because once he gets a whole putty at once, so it's head the show. He cannot go to the mouth, will be no bad. So why Pachasmi should put it in Hegdesh? So Rashi Shiti is, because Hegdesh is not Chal. In Chal,